For Oh the Humanities, we are typically joined at this time by Max Orr, executive director of Carolina Public Humanities. Today we are joined by Rachel Shavitz, Chapel Hill Town Council member and postdoc at CPH. Humanities.unc.edu is the website if you want information on upcoming events and happenings. But one that's coming up next week, Monday at 7 p.m. at Silver Spot Cinema right here at University Place, is a screening of a really cool documentary called Ties That Bind, which is local. And in addition to Rachel joining us, we also have the filmmaker and one of the subjects. The filmmaker also happens to be one of the subjects of the movie as well. So Diana Newton is the filmmaker. Christine Bush, her sister, also joining us here in the studio. Rachel, Diana, Christine, thank you so much for being here in the studio today.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you. Rachel, let me start with you. You organized the screening of this documentary, which is next week, Monday, at Silver Spot. Tell us about the movie.
Well, I think at Carolina Public Humanities, we do a lot of academic events, we do a lot of lectures, and I love film. And I thought, how can I find a way to get more films in the programming that we do and also be more local in the programming that we do? And then I met the wonderful, amazing Diana Newton and heard about her project and felt like, this is exactly the kind of focus that I would love to kind of take some of our programming. And what I think is also fantastic about the particular event that we were putting together is that we get to see this local film, we get to hear from the filmmaker and her collaborative partner and sister, Christine, but also we're going to loop in some other folks and get their perspectives. So we've got Dr. Andy Reynolds, who's the director of UNC's LGBTQ Representation and Rights Initiative, and he'll be at the screening and then be on the panel afterward. And also we've got Dr. Jean McClendon, who's from UNC School of Social Work, who will be talking about different therapies that we see taking place in the film and weighing in with her perspective. And so we get to hear from the creative side, from the rights perspective, from the therapy side. I think it's going to be a really great event in addition to getting a chance to see this fantastic film.
And being a really fantastic film and timely as well. So Diana and Christine, over to you. Tell us about the film, the project, and the story that inspired it, which is your story.
It is indeed our story. It's our family's story. And I got the idea for making this film back in 2004. And at the time, I had kind of an incomplete idea of the story I was telling. My sister Christine came out as transgender to me at that time. And so I got the idea that it would be both interesting and that I'd learn a lot myself from sort of telling her story as someone transitioning. Now, over the 14 years it's taken me to make this film, my lens widened a lot on what I really was trying to tell. And as I backed up and gestated our story a lot further, you know, I realized that Christine's transition was certainly a pivotal event in our family, but really it was just a window into our family norms, our spiritual values, how we handle conflict, really universal stuff about family. And so I filmed us as a family over years and years, including Christine coming out to my elderly mother. So it became a really even richer film project than I ever originally thought.
And over to Christine, who, I mean, been so focused on the HB2 debate in the last couple of years and everything associated with that. And all of that just underscores how difficult it is to come out as trans in 2018 in North Carolina. You came out in 2004. What was that like?
It was intimidating. It was scary. It was liberating. It was all of the above. Aaron, and my role in the Ties That Bind is complex because of what since this is Oh the Humanities, I forgive me for using a 50-cent word, but I call it the dialectic between revelation and transformation.
That's we're all about 50-cent words.
Okay.
It's all
right.
Good.
I'll give you change. So this tension between revelation and transformation is really what's at the heart of the transgender experience. When a transgender person decides to come out, we're obviously sharing a revelation about our personhood, about about our identity. It's an act of profound vulnerability that aspires for authenticity. But what happens in this film, like in many families, is that this revelation is eclipsed by reactions to the accompanying transformation of me. So I'm positioned as this film's principal subject because my revelation serves as the seed crystal for the events documented. But this is a memoir by my sister, the filmmaker Diana Newton. So hers is the narrative voice and the lens through which the events are experienced. What you see me doing in the film is trying my best to sort of guide our family to engage with my revelation. You see me claiming agency over how I dress. You see reactions to printed materials that I prepare. You see me through the words and memories of numerous family members, and you get to experience my coming out to our mom, like Diana mentioned, which is a pretty unique experience in documentary cinema. I haven't seen that in another film, so I'm very honored and humbled to have that included. But what Diana then goes on to show is that none of my efforts by themselves are really sufficient, because family ties are a paradigm, if you will, composed of individual conceptions of the family's members. And these are informed by belief systems and assumptions and culture and emotion and privilege and all these different things. So for the paradigm of the family system as a whole to successfully change, each member of the family has to reevaluate their own notions of personhood, in this case of my personhood. Mm-hmm. And those notions are what it turns out are the ties that bind.
That's really cool. Although the film is The Ties That Bind, Monday night at 7 o'clock is the screening of it at Silver Spot Cinema. Christine Bush is who you just heard. We've also got Diana Newton here, the filmmaker, and Rachel Shavitz, postdoc at Carolina Public Humanities, who's putting together the screening, which also includes a panel discussion with Diana and Christine, Dr. Andy Reynolds of the UNC LGBTQ Representation and Rights Initiative, and Dr. Jean McClendon as well, right, at the School of Social Work. So all of this is happening on Monday night. And Diana, you mentioned just the universality of family, but we all know by thinking about our own families, it's universal and it's also really specific. So for the two of you, Diana and Christine, what do we need to know about your family going in? I know it completely transforms and shapes and evolves over the course of the film and before and beyond, but what is your family like?
I think some of the key things to know, and that you'll certainly get to see in this film, is that we are a preacher's family. So my father was a minister for many years, a Southern Baptist, but an unusual one in that he had very progressive liberal values. You know, my mother was, yes, started as a 50s housewife and minister's wife, but there are four kids, and there's 18 years difference in age between Christina's the youngest and my oldest sister. So you've got generational differences, even amongst the four siblings. You know, Christine, pre-transition, was identified at birth as male. So for a long time, our family system described ourselves as two boys, two girls in the family. But so for us to, you know, reconfigure our thinking about who we really are as a family was interesting. The conflict we had took place, you know, in ways that, you know, we challenged each other, we hid from each other, you know, and we see that, and we see some of our family members able to successfully adapt and sort of ride, you know, the transformation, as Christine said, and others less able to do that. So, you know, all families have their own ways of managing conflict. Ours is very apparent in this film as it's captured.
What is it like to see your story? And I know you made the film, so, I mean, the two of you, so you have the agency in shaping this story, but what is it like to see your story encapsulated? Is it a 15-year journey encapsulated on screen in a couple of hours? What is that like?
Yeah, it's a really interesting ride to see yourself, you know, large on the screen. I've heard many actors say that over time. You know, Christine and I had an interesting and early agreement that we wanted to collaborate and capture this story. And people always ask us that is, you know, well, you know, was she on board? And actually, we two were more on board telling the story than the rest of the family who did come around. But it's interesting to witness one's own change over time. And at times, you know, I'm embarrassed. I'm humbled. I'm relieved at, you know, seeing myself able to kind of come around. Christine, how about you?
Well, it is very interesting. And I was thinking just the other day that what it does for me is it kind of complicates my relationship with myself. As if it were complicated enough, right? You know. But there is this difficult interpersonal tension that emerges in coming out to friends and family, and we get to see that on screen. And so, probably the primary challenge for me in watching the film numerous times is having to relive that over and over and over again. So I've had to develop some calluses towards myself, if you will. But this tension that the trans person is experiencing is a moment of profound liberation, of relief and of excitement. But I call the dynamic that emerges a reflexive divergence because my revelation triggers a grief response, in a way, for everyone who has mapped their memories and associations of the person they knew as me to my pre-existing perceived gender, and they feel the need to grieve and experience the loss of that person. At the same time, I'm trying to celebrate and to come out and to be liberated. So this requires both parties to address our respective and contradictory emotional needs, and it requires us both to have mutual compassion, and hopefully that comes across on screen.
What have people learned from watching this movie, and what have you learned from watching people watch this movie?
Well, you know, I think what we hear that people learn is something about how families are not consistently able to necessarily live what we all say we have unconditional love in our families. But, you know, there are changing conditions in any family. And so I think a lot of people relate to that. I think they're really pretty awed by our mother's experience of Christine's coming out. And given she was this, you know, farm girl, raised North Carolina mother, minister's wife. She proved to be a model of grace and acceptance, probably more readily than even the siblings were, us as a sibling group. So, gosh, what have I learned? You know, I've learned that I'm not always graceful under pressure in the family. I've learned lots of lessons about trust and failure to trust and the consequences of that. I've learned a lot of creative lessons as well. Yeah.
Christine?
Well, I think that it's kind of an audacious film. Because Diana really decided to sort of pull the curtain back, as she likes to say, on her family. And it could have turned out to be quite a catastrophe, but it did not. And I hope that people will come join us on Monday night and experience it for themselves, because I think it can really be a helpful tool for families who have someone that is considering or going through the process of transitioning. I model through both failure and through behavior in the film, and I think there's a lot to be learned about how to do things in a way that works, and how to do things in a way that you expect to work but do not.
Diana, one more.
Yeah, I also feel really strongly that, you know, viewers who are interested in this film, it is not truly a trans story. Mm-hmm. It is a family story. So I think it can draw a lot of different viewers who can take away a lot, not the least of which those who have interest in our current North Carolina political current around, you know, HB2, the bathroom bill, and gender identity is there. In some ways, we anticipated it, and you see that in the film, some of the challenges.
We got to wrap up. I want to keep talking to you forever, but I don't want to spoil the movie either. So it's on Monday, January 29th, 7 p.m. At Silver Spot. Humanities.unc.edu is the website to get more information, but I want Rachel Shavitz, who organized the screening, to have the last word. What else do people need to know about the film, the screening, or anything else?
Well, I think I just want to say that a reason a film like this is so amazing and important is because issues like these get politicized. And they get reduced down to sound bites. And what a film like this does is it brings us back to the human element. It reminds us why these things are important on a personal level, on a familial level, on a sister level. And it gets at the humanity of these issues. And that's what we try to do at Public Humanities. But just sort of in general in the world, if we could stop doing the reducing down to the sound bites and bring these issues back into the personal, the familial, the human, I feel like we would make a lot of progress in our society, and a film like this helps us remember what's at stake. What are these conflicts, and what are we fighting for?
And really taking all those concepts like family and the relationships between family members and dissecting them and coming up with and coming at them with such a perspective, which I'm getting from the two of you just describing this story to me. So I'm looking forward to this as being just a really insightful look at not just your family, but just family in general. Mm-hmm. And that relationship and the transition that all of us are going through on a daily basis from one day to the next. So I'm looking forward to it a great deal.
Thank
We're
you
saving
so
you
much.
A seat.
Okay.
Yeah, come
you.
On over.
All right. Again,
humanities.unc.edu
is the website for more information. Rachel, Diana, Christine, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.